This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Nearly 8 years ago, the news was filled with reports of a tragedy on Route 495 in Lowell. A woman carried two small children into the middle of the interstate. All three were killed. The woman was 39-year-old Marcy Thibault. The children were her niece and nephew. She was supposed to take them to her home in Bellingham for a sleepover. Investigators determined that Thibault deliberately walked the children into the traffic.
It was clearly a severe mental illness that made what happened happen, and it was not Marcy in her own mind.
Ken Lambert is the father of the two children. Kaylee was 5 and Shane was 4 when they died that night. Marcy, who led them into the road, was their mother Danielle's twin sister. The tragedy left Ken and Danielle Lambert of Brentwood, New Hampshire, confronting the issues of mental illness and suicide. Even through his grief, Ken Lambert doesn't villainize his sister-in-law for the death of his children. He says she was much more than her mental illness.
People are quick to blame, but people forget she was a mother. You know, she was a daughter. She was a sister. She was a friend. You know, she had a family. She had a life. She ended up having, of course, you know, a psychotic break. And we would have never thought that was even remotely possible.
Lambert and his wife wanted to do something productive in memory of their loved ones. They started an organization called Keep Sound Minds. It's to raise awareness of mental illness and suicide. And as part of the group's work, Ken Lambert has produced a documentary film about an organization that many of us know of from the signs near large bridges. It's Samaritans, Inc. The Boston-based group has been around for 40 years. We spoke with Ken Lambert and with Steve Monjo, the executive director of Samaritans, Inc. The documentary is called Samaritans, You Are Not Alone. At the heart of the organization is still a hotline you can call or now text. Here's Steve Monjo.
We take in over 100,000 calls and texts per year from people who are feeling lonely or are in despair, and we like to intercept them long before they consider a desperate act. And volunteers support that effort. It's all about people helping people.
Let's hear from the film right now. You mentioned the volunteers who are featured in the documentary. These are volunteers who staff the Samaritans hotline, the crisis hotline. The volunteer we're going to hear from now is named Rick.
It's a difficult thing, you know, for somebody to be on the brink of suicide. I picture it like just a voice reaching out for help. And the whole world is going by, and nobody's hearing this person. And you want them to have hope.
The executive director of Samaritans, Inc., Steve Monjo, began as one of those volunteers.
I can tell you when I was taking calls, the thing that most surprised me was how incredibly rewarding it became, because you are concerned about what this person is going to do. But more often than not, you could just hear the tension drain in their voice during the conversation. You know, the number of times people just said, God, thank you for being there. I needed this. Thank you for not judging me.
Not judging them.
Yes.
Not judging them for what?
We allow people to just share whatever it is they're dealing with. We call it steering toward the pain. So we say, tell us what's going on. Tell us more about it. So we're not giving them advice.
You're not saying everything's fine.
No. In the video, there's a sequence. One of the volunteers says, if someone tells us they have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning, we say that's okay. People can feel that way. It's okay to feel that way.
Ken, your sister-in-law, your wife's sister, had indeed gotten help for her mental health issue. So how do you reconcile that when you think about the role that some kind of intervention could play?
My sister-in-law did receive some treatment about 4 months prior to the tragedy. She did receive some treatment at McLean Hospital. After she left McLean, she was told, you know, do this and do that, and she did neither. Never went to counseling, stopped the medications within a few days, and we were aware of that, but she appeared to be getting better.
And to you and your wife?
To me and my wife, to every other family member, everyone. So, you know, the people that see her every day and are with her every day thought that she was getting better, and she was probably, as my wife would say, 98% the old Marcy.
And she had bipolar disorder.
Correct.
Yeah.
She may have had other things too, but she was able to mask her symptoms because she did not want to go back to McLean, and she did not want to go to counseling, and she didn't think she had an issue, and she didn't want everyone to think she had an issue. So she, when she was talking to you, she would almost like act like everything was fine. But if you ask, let's say, 5 or 6 people in the family at different times when Marcy would be speaking to them one-on-one, something here would be a little off, something here would be a little off, something here. And each of those people think, that's not a big concern or whatever. But when you put it all together and you have a little knowledge in it, a little education, it is a concern. People are optimistic, number one, that nothing's going to go wrong with their loved one, right? So that's part of it. And then part of it is the head in the sand mentality, which most people have that attitude in regards to mental illness.
That again is Ken Lambert. The documentary he produced for Samaritans echoes his belief that family and friends need to address a person's mental health challenges. These clips from the documentary feature two Samaritans employees, Lauren Gablinski and Bita Mumtaz.
Everyone wants to think, no one's sick in my family. We're perfect. We're great. We're totally good. Really? That's what my family thought. How'd that end up?
There are warning signs that you can look for. We want people to be aware of the work that we do so that we can talk about it so that no one goes through thinking it's my fault. Why didn't I save them? I would hate for someone to go through their life thinking I could have saved my son. It's my fault because I didn't know.
The executive director of Samaritans, Inc., Steve Mongeau.
29 and a half years ago, I lost my sister Kathy to suicide. And to this day, I think back, you know, had Kathy known of a service like Samaritans and had an opportunity to reach out, maybe she would have made a different decision. And I still remember driving to my brother's house with my sister, and she was saying things at the time that just were not registering with me with regard to, you know, I don't really want to be here. I just thought she was, you know, having a sad day. I've never once thought of hurting myself, and I couldn't imagine her hurting herself. If I heard someone say that today, I think I would stop in my tracks and say, what do you mean by that? Are you really thinking, are you thinking of hurting yourself? Are you feeling suicidal? And we need to coach people to ask that question.
The documentary explains the warning signs of suicide. Since the death of their two children, Ken Lambert and his wife have had twin boys. And Lambert says he thinks that society is making strides on the issue of mental illness. He and his wife used to encounter resistance from groups that didn't want to have them speak on the issue, but that's changing.
Things are more out in the open. People are talking about it, talking about, well, I need help, or talking about solutions. And, you know, I can see it just because I'm in the middle of it. It's progressing. So I think that that's a good thing.
The Samaritans, Inc. hotline is 877-870-HOPE. The documentary called Samaritans, You Are Not Alone will be shown this Tuesday, November 3rd at Suffolk University.